Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here, Sherman Schultz is on the line. Sherman, do you see anything?
I was in it.
You were in it. Well, tell us about it.
I was out at Anoka County Airport trying to do a little work on the airplane in one of the little sheds out there. And I've got the sad duty to report that if anybody has had an airplane out on the line out in Anoka County, they don't anymore.
Is that right?
Were all of them destroyed?
Oh, so many of them that it's just, I just want to cry.
With less than 2 weeks.
That was the one and only Dick Chapman, along with Charlie Boone, narrating play-by-play amazing coverage, again, long before Doppler radar. And relying on a lot of different things, seat of the pants, callers providing essential information. 55 years ago today, 6 Kansas-sized tornadoes. 4 of them were F4s, about as big as they ever get.
Wow.
And we're going to talk with somebody at 420 who was there, answering the phone, producing. Really, really looking forward to hearing more from Rob Brown, who was with Dick Chapman and with Charlie Boone on this date 55 years ago, May 6th, 1965. Greetings, Paul Douglas here with the one and only Queen Bee, Jordana Green.
Boy, that audio is compelling and chilling. And I know that today when we have breaking news about things, and we have some terrible stuff, we've lived through shootings, you and I have both, you know, we were on the air at 9/11, I was on the air at Sandy Hook, as that was breaking. We've lived through some horrific things, but that was a long time ago, and they didn't have the technology that they have now to keep us up to date. It just felt like they were flying blind and yet so composed and in control and doing their best to do what's best for the listener. So that's just, it's just amazing radio. It is classic stuff. So thanks for sharing it.
It is, and we're going to be sprinkling that in throughout the show, Jura, but they saved countless lives that evening, and
that's the power of radio and the power of media. Really great
lessons live on.
Also,
yes.
Later in the show, we're going to be talking about graduates. You know, college folks going to college or going back to college or not going back to college. I'm hearing a lot of parents and a lot of students say they want reductions on tuition. They certainly want their room and board back. Or kids that aren't even going to go because it's just not going to be the same experience. And of course, the experience for graduating high school seniors is going to change. We're going to talk a little bit more about college in the 4:30 hour, but came across this today. You and I have talked about the website called Cameo. Cameo is where you can hire a star for a fee to deliver a message to somebody. Well, Byron Buxton is up on Cameo, and a local man, Tim, hired him to give some words of wisdom to his son graduating from high school in a global pandemic. Here now is Byron Buxton with those words of wisdom.
Yo, what's up, Noah? I know things are a little tough right now, and you can't do the things that you want to do. You know, walk across the stage on graduation, go to prom with your girlfriend, Taylor. I know, man. I know a lot more about you than what you think, even though your brother, O-Dawg, can't tell you how I know, though. Just need you. Make sure you stand positive, keeping your head up, making sure you're getting ready for college, okay? You're going to do big things in college. Even though the school year is done, you're still going. Always remember,
you are still going. You're going to make it. All right? So, not to mention, I love you, dawg. You know what I'm saying? So, if I love you, Mom, Dad, Old Dog, Taylor, we all love you, which means we're all in this together. So stay positive, stay focused, make sure you're working, keeping up with your work, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get through this. We are. You know what I'm saying? Until then, you and your family, y'all enjoy the day. I hope y'all got some sunshine, unlike us yesterday. Blessings up, and go Twins.
I love that. Yes, go Twins. Blessings up. That was Byron Buxton in a personalized message to Noah, who is a graduating high school senior here in the Twin, well, in Minnesota somewhere. His dad hired Byron Buxton for $25, by the way. That was a very nominal fee for that personalized message. And Byron went above and beyond. And his words just, they made me smile today. And I thought they would bring you a little joy on this Wednesday. If you have a graduating senior or anyone you want to give a message to, Byron's up on Cameo. You know, Paul, I would pay you for a personalized message or maybe a personalized forecast.
$1.298. I wouldn't get very much, would I? Especially lately, this spring with the crummy weather. But that was cool. Good for Byron.
It was cool, isn't it?
Yeah, Cameo is pretty sweet. That's it. It's amazing what you run into there. Yep.
Capitalism is alive and well, my friends. If you can sell a message for $25. By the way, Caitlyn Jenner goes for $2,500. She will record a message for you for $2,500 on Cameo if you have that kind of cash during this pandemic.
Yeah.
But fun stuff. So Byron Buxton, blessings up and go Twins. When we get back, we're going to have a little more fun. We are going to play When I Was 18, once again with special guest judge Remy from our sister station, Jack. That's all next on CCO. Mother's Day is Sunday. Don't say I didn't warn you, because I did. The perfect gift is always Abdella Candies and Chocolates. They can, of course, be found at any fine retailer near us that is open. And I want you to let you know that the factory stores are open in Burnsville and Apple Valley. They are practicing strict and strong and preventative physical distancing measures, but they want to make sure that you get everything you need for Mother's Day. And at the factory stores, you can get unique cards and gifts, and you can also get those juicy hand-dipped jumbo-stemmed cherries or the double-dipped chocolate cherries in milk or dark chocolate. And in May, fresh truffles are the treat. Rich chocolate, fresh cream, delicately blended to make the smoothest, most decadent truffle you can find anywhere. Five generations of Abdella moms making treats for five generations of Minnesotans. From the Abdella family to yours, happy Mother's Day. Go online now at AbdellaCandies.com.
Good memories. 25 years ago today, Freak Like Me kind of sums up my childhood. That was Adina Howard, right? DJ, do you remember this? No, you don't remember this.
No, I don't remember this.
You
but
were what?
It's
seven?
Pretty bad.
I will say, for the second time in 2 weeks, the song from 25 years ago, I've like felt a little dirty as I'm like putting it into the
system. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I felt a little embarrassed.
So. I don't think anybody remembers this.
No, let's
nobody
get
remembers
let's get
Adina
rid of
Howard.
This. No, yeah.
Nobody remembers that.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
But David, let's start with you today, okay? What was the year that you were 18?
Well, this song, along with a few other from this artist, was hot in 2005.
Coming up, I was confused. My mommy kissing the girl. Confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committed felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody. Yeah. I wanna live good.
I won last week, and I don't know that I'm going to win again this week. This is 50 Cent with Hate It or Love It. This is the clean version. I had to double check and make sure I got that one.
And I'm pretty sure, by the way, it's 50 Cent.
Yeah, I don't care.
Because I'm cool
like
that.
I kind of hate it, but that's...
It's 50. Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. Let's see if mine is any better. The year was 1991.
Your office party started quickly, right?
good, CC Music Factory? Come on. That's pretty good. That's going to be hard to beat. Here we go. Let's rock. Come on. Let's rock and roll.
Now, do you actually remember this song? Because I don't. This isn't familiar to me.
Of course. Oh, my God. CNC Music Factory? Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Here we go. Let's rock and roll. Absolutely. They played this, like, at every bar mitzvah and every prom. Like, it was, like, it's dance music. Yeah. Come on. Here we go. Let's rock and roll. CNC Music Factory.
Zero recollection. They would make a nice, maybe an opening band.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff right there. That's going to be tough to beat because yours was crap, David. And Freak Like Me by Idina Howard is no. That's just a no. Hard pass.
Well, it's going to be tough to beat this. And I there's no arrogance or hard feeling or overconfidence on my part when I say that this week I'm going to blow you all away.
Oh,
I
mean, snap. That's even, confidence.
Not
snap.
Even close. Cue the music.
Oh. Uncle.
Okay. All right. I rest my case, Your Honor.
You only needed about two licks from that guitar solo to convince me.
That's it.
Definition.
I mean, it's a classic. It's one of the greatest songs of all time.
Yep. Yeah. It's hard, to top the Eagles any day of the week. And Hotel California, still, you know, when it comes on the radio, still crank the radio, still brings back
classic.
Great memories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I think
well, hands down.
Paul, what's your memory from in the 70s when this was playing on your car stereo? What were you doing?
What was I doing? I was getting ready to go to college. I was just finishing up high school. Oh boy, Lori Wright. Yeah, she was the gal I was trying to get back then.
Ooh,
and so it just it brings back. You know, it's weird. I dated three Loris and I married the third one, but she was the first.
Third time's a charm.
She was special. Anyway, no, it just brings back good memories, as good music
That's a good
should.
One.
Yeah.
But this one, it didn't have to be back in the 70s to bring back good memories, because this has been a hit or a classic throughout all of our generations. Mine, David. I mean, David, you know this song. You probably know all the words.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So we all have that. And I don't, not that I have one memory, but certainly, you know, a summer at camp where we just played it on a loop, things like that, that it's just a great song.
My mom would listen to this, you know, we'd have this on the radio or whatever, and then she would say, you know what this song really means, and then she'd give us a little speech about it.
Well, what did she say?
Think that it was somehow, the devil was somehow involved in this, and the lyrics, and, I mean, I remember once Glenn Frey being confronted, and he goes, no, we were just making stuff up. I don't think there's any ulterior motive to the lyrics of Hotel California. That's just me.
Really?
Know. Yeah.
It is creepy, though.
It's a weird it's a weird song if you just take it for what it is, but it's certainly a classic, and I hope it's our winner today.
Yeah.
Well, not that
we need a judge, but we happen to have one because our own Remy Maxwell is a music expert, certainly of this era, 70s, 80s, 90s today. He works at Jack FM. He's our drive time host, which he can't be on with us live because he's on from 3 to 6 on Jack. But we decided to make him our official judge. So here's what he had to say about this week's songs.
Hey, well, what do you know? Asked back for a second week in a row, even though both Paul and Jordana lost last week. And their names are on the marquee. That shows a lot of character in the show. Hey, hey, it's Remy Maxwell, Afternoon Idiot from Jack FM down the hall. It was David who emerged the victor. And his producer pick this week on When I Was 18 is from 50 Cent's Hate It or Love It. I'll be honest, I'm indifferent to it. I dug into Club and I tolerated Candy Shop. The whole thing I love about 50 Cent is that he got shot 9 times back in the day in the street, and now he's got a whistle in his rap delivery, which, you know, sets him apart from other rappers. This song also features The Game, who I dig, straight out of L.A., but Curtis Jackson keeping it real. He's a survivor. G. Thriving. Let's move on to Jordana. She put CNC Music Factory up on a pedestal with Here We Go, Let's Rock and Roll. Let's stop right there. Any song that invokes the phrase rock and roll that has nothing to do with rock and roll gets bonus points right out of the gate for me. I mean, that's chutzpah. That's a ballsy move. I would rather hear everybody dance now. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. I like that guy's voice. Which brings me to the pinnacle of American songwriting with Hotel California from the Eagles. Paul's pick from 1976. This is peerless. Seriously. You put this up against any other song and it's still gonna win, in my humble opinion. 6 minutes, 47 seconds of pure unadulterated genius. It's not just a song, it's an epic composition of monumental brilliance. From singer-drummer Don Henley's haunting verses, dude singing and playing drums at the same time, to the twin axe attack of Don Felder, who basically wrote this song, and Joe Walsh trading licks feverishly on the beginning of the solo, melding melodiously in the minute and a half plus harmony solo at the end. I mean, when you can sing a lead guitar break with your mouth, you're doing something right. Plus the mental image that the line in "they stab it with their steely knives, but they just can't kill the beast" still conjures is truly terrifying. So the crown's got to go to Mr. Douglas, soaring high with the Eagles. So if you'll excuse me, I have to find the path back to the place I was before on my other station. Cheers, y'all. Thanks for having me. Till next time.
Man, is he good.
He is the best.
He knows his music, too. But it's like poetry. Remy just doesn't talk. It's like a poem.
He's so good. He's so good. And yes, of course, you were the clear winner. And I don't think there is a human on the planet, maybe except whoever was in CNC Music Factory, that would.
No, I think
that.
Even they would give it to the Eagles. I think even they would say, all right, all right. You know,
absolutely.
Call it what it is. But hey, we all have good memories, and we should keep doing this. It's kind of fun to
absolutely
take a break, you know?
Just after the break, after our meditation moment, we're instituting a new segment here on the show called COVID Around the Country. We are reaching out to our friends and family that live in different parts of the country, and we're asking how they are coping. So what is COVID-19 like in Wichita, Kansas? Is it different from life here in the Twin Cities? What is very quintessentially Kansas about how the way they are dealing and coping? We will be talking about that at 3:35. And hey, if you have somebody in another part of the country that is doing something unusual or coping in a great way, we'd love to feature them on COVID Around the Country. You can always email me at jordana.green@entercom.com. You can email me all the time anyway. It doesn't have to be on this topic. But we would love to feature somebody on the show that is dealing with COVID around the country. That's all next on News Talk 830 WCCO. I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven and this could be hell. Jordana and Paul. Time for a breathing exercise. This one's called belly breathing. We may have done it before. Always worth repeating. Sit or lie down in a flat, comfortable position. So if you've been at your desk all day, take a break. Go lie down. Or if you want to remain at your desk, that's okay. You can do it too. Put one hand on your belly just below your ribs and the other hand on your chest. Take a deep breath through your nose and let your belly push your hand out. Breathe out through pursed lips, almost as if you were whistling. Let's do it together. Deep breath through your nose. Let your belly push your hand out. Then breathe out through pursed lips as if you were whistling. And you'll feel your hands kind of collapse on your body. One more time. Breathe in. And breathe out through pursed lips. You're supposed to do it 3 to 10 times. You're already 3 in. So take this next segment to do 7 more. Enjoy.
Very nice. Thank you, Jordana. We are going to be reaching out to people around the country, seeing how they are dealing with, coping with coronavirus. And today we're starting in Wichita, Kansas, America's heartland. With a segment we call COVID Around the Country. A little bit of alliteration going on. That's kind of clever. I like that. COVID Around the Country. Laura Smith joins us. And Laura, it's so great to have you on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And congratulations, you just got married. Just by the skin of your teeth, right? You had the traditional ceremony where people could get together and hug.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, we barely got it all in. Even got to do our 2-week honeymoon and made it back just as everything was closing.
Oof, boy, you're lucky. Good for you. How's the mood in Wichita? If you had to sum it up, how would you describe what's going on down there?
Oh, I'd say everyone's about done. you know, at first everyone was pretty nervous and, you know, they're willing to take our governor's, you know, orders in and obey, you know, stay home, stay away from people, all that kind of stuff. And now they're starting to get restless. You know, we're still under the only drive when you need to go to a place, things like that. But when I go to the grocery store, I feel like people are everywhere driving and, you know, they're starting to push the envelope a little bit.
Okay. Well, this is Jordana, by the way.
Hi.
Laura, I believe Kansas went on lockdown a week or two before Minnesota, because my daughter has a lot of friends there that were supposed to be traveling up to visit. So I think you started a week or two before we did. What things are you seeing that are already reopening now?
Well, just this, as of Monday, they've started to allow non-essential businesses do curbside and things like that. So though, if your employees aren't, you know, exhibiting any symptoms of any kind, they said that they can go back and do work if there's enough work. So some of those non-essential companies are able to open their doors for, you know, 5 people at a time, maybe. So very, very, very limited. But a few of those places have been able to do that this week only, just starting.
Laura, are you wearing a mask when you go out and about, and are you staying home most of the time? You said that people are getting restless down there. I think people are restless worldwide. But, but how are you dealing with this, and how are you staying sane?
Yeah, I do stay home most of the time. I really only go, you know, to a store when I need to go to the store. I try to, you know, make my grocery list and just hit it one day, you know, not make several trips or anything like that. And otherwise not go anywhere except for outside for walks or things like that. My husband and I try to get creative. We do projects in the yard. We pulled out our old rollerblades and went rollerblading last weekend.
Nice.
You know, we do walks or run every day, something. Thankfully, our weather has been so nice that you just want to go out. And so that's where we've been, you know, exercising more and just being outside a lot, whether it's doing a project or going for a walk. That's what kind of keeps us sane, I would say.
We're talking to Laura Smith. Laura is a resident of Wichita, Kansas, and we just wanted to check in with people we know around the country to see how they're faring with COVID, if it's any different than the way we're dealing here in Minnesota, and any kind of unusual challenges they're facing. Laura, what is distinctly, what do they call people in Kansas? Kansonians? Kansasites? what do you call them?
Well, from Wichita, so we're called Wichitans. So,
there you go. So what is distinctly Wichitan that you guys are dealing with COVID-19 that you think is very specific to Wichita, Kansas?
I don't know. I guess that's a good question. I mean, there's not, you know, where we are, there's not a whole lot of, like, state parks nearby that you could go to that actually has real hiking. So I would say a lot of people bike right now. That's not something I used to see a whole lot of. And usually in the springtime, people are busy with spring sports and, you know, prom, graduation, and things like that, baseball, whatnot. But now people are everywhere on their bikes. I've never seen so many people biking. So
that's fun.
I guess people are coping by going on bike rides.
Fun. It's a good way to cope.
Yeah.
So, Laura, are most people down there still relatively optimistic? I mean, just kind of taking it day by day. I mean, you're not seeing evidence of neighbors going after other neighbors? I mean, everybody's trying to stay civil and kind, at least as far as you can see.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Everyone is nice. I mean, we see people on our walks. I mean, sure, when we're passing each other on the sidewalk, we all get off the sidewalk onto the grass, but still wave and smile, say hi. Our neighbors, we kind of come out and talk over the fence to each other and say hi and things like that. And, you know, we have an elderly neighbor across the way, and we just check in on him, ask him if he needs us to go to the grocery store or things like that, so he doesn't have to do that. So I would say people are, rallied together.
That's beautiful. Good. Laura That's Smith great. From Wichita, Kansas. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's fun.
Thank you, Laura.
Little slice of life in Wichita. How are they coping with COVID there? And we're going to be popping around the country, just calling people up that we know and say, hey, what's life like, you know, during the pandemic where you are? If you know somebody you think would be great on the radio, or they're doing something that's very Miami or very Nashville or whatever, we want to hear about it. So send me an email, jordana.green@entercom.com. We'll get them on the air.
Can we say how we found Laura? I think
sure.
I think we owe it to listeners. Full disclosure, full transparency. Laura just got married, and DJ was not only at her wedding, DJ was a bridesman.
He was.
I didn't even know that was a word.
Yeah, that is true. I didn't know it was a word either, but Laura asked me to stand up at her wedding, and I was a bridesman, okay. Which was a new experience for me, but I was honored to be part of her special day like that. And we mentioned this at the beginning of the interview, but she got married on Leap Day on February 29th, right. And then went on a two-week honeymoon and came back in the middle of March as, you know, our whole country was imploding basically at that point.
Right.
So she really got all of her wedding festivities in just in time.
Mm. Very
and
cool.
I think that was your last trip, right? Then you had to cancel the rest of them because we went on lockdown. Yeah,
that's right. I have not gone anywhere since we drove back from
Wichita.
Pretty
much. Yes.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
When we get back, we're going to check in with Sloan Martin. The governor was not at the press conference today, but we will check in and see what questions were asked and answered next on News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back. It's 3:50. Jordana and Paul, thank you for spending some time with us on this hump day. We're getting you over the hump, my friends. We're getting over there. Governor Walz was not at the planned press conference today that the Coronavirus Task Force has in Minnesota every day at 2 o'clock. But Sloan Martin was listening in, so she gives us an update on the day's news. Hey, Sloan, welcome back.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I think we can start with an update on these numbers today, because we finally got over that 5,000 tests per day threshold, mm-hmm. but due to kind of a mistake
glitch,
in
right?
the system.
It's
yes, there was a glitch. Yes, so mm-hmm. 2,000 of those are actually from yesterday. So, but we are seeing that testing capacity still go up. We had over 700 lab confirmed cases from yesterday, up to over 8,500, an additional 30 deaths today to 485. 24 of those 30 were from long-term care, which continues to be a trend that we are seeing here in Minnesota because of that testing early on, so focused on those most vulnerable in the long-term care, and then seeing that that rate really figure in that long-term resident community.
Hey, Sloan, I see that the Minnesota Department of Health wants to hire at least 4,200 people doing nothing but contact tracing. It's like detective work. Can you explain for listeners what contact tracing is and why it's so important with COVID-19?
It's a really difficult process, and being an investigator is it really exactly what it is. It is the people in charge of trying to figure out where you've been, basically, where you could have contracted coronavirus and who else you may have spread it to as well. So that is going back and finding and contacting all those contacts, those places you've been in the last 10 days that are leading up to you, you know, testing positive for COVID-19. So it takes a good deal of work. It takes research. It takes phone calls. It also has become more difficult, not only because of the increased volume of cases in Minnesota, but also when we look at these hotspots that are really revolving around communities that have those meat processing plants. A lot of times there's language barriers as well that can kind of slow down the process. So they originally were thinking 400 to 500, but as this has grown, MDH now says they want over 4,000 people to be doing this, to be those contact tracers. And something that I think is interesting about this too is not only the work that goes into it and all of those phone calls and having to answer questions, but also just the maybe emotional toll that goes along with it too, that a lot of people maybe aren't really that friendly. They're upset. They're scared. There's a lot that goes into it, but it's very important work to be done here, really around the U.S., but especially in Minnesota.
I know you've talked a lot about PPE, and whenever we have a nurse or a doctor on the show, we always ask, do you feel comfortable that you have enough personal protective equipment? Are you confident that the people on your wing, on your hall, have enough? And we've gotten positive responses so far. Are things going to be in a different situation now when elective surgeries pick up? And was there mention of that?
Well, this is something we talked about yesterday with the Nurses Association saying we don't feel comfortable with this just yet. And that's not just the PPE. That's also about having workplace protection, screening patients to get those elective surgeries back off the ground again. But the way it was put today by Commissioner Alice Roberts Davis, she is also the commissioner of the Department of Administration. She's also heading up the Critical Care Supplies Work Group. She said we have a tiny bit of breathing room with PPE right now. So that's allowed us to expand that testing to symptomatic people and also open back up those elective surgeries. Specifically, they're receiving 30 to 40 shipments per day. And these workers are up in this this task force are up at all hours, basically, because they are calling global suppliers to try and bring shipments in. So it's a combination of donations, purchases, federal stockpile shipments. But it's, you know, you look at us having millions of pieces of PPE, but you're going through tens of thousands per day of masks and gowns and everything else, shields, for example. There is so much that is needed. So it may seem like there's a lot, and you can check on the state's database. That's all going to be their specific numbers for pieces of critical care equipment, but they burn through it fast. And with cases increasing, they're expecting that burn rate to increase as well.
Okay. Sloan Martin, thank you for bringing us fully up to date. We appreciate it. Thank you, Sloan.
Thanks, Paul.
You got it. Thanks, Sloan. Appreciate you. When we get back, we're going to talk with Rob Brown, who was on the air on CCO when the 1965 tornado happened. Really dramatic and exciting radio. WCCO saved a lot of lives, informed a lot of people that night, and we have dramatic audio to share with you.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to hearing that. He was the call screener. And the producer,
very cool.
Just like what DJ does. Mm-hmm. And it was a night like no other. And say what you will, Dick Chapman saved a lot of lives that night. So we're going to hear stuff that I don't think you've ever heard before. That's coming up at 4:15. Stick around.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.